We begin today with ice hockey, and the Czech Republic's participation in the Junior World Championships ended with bitter disappointment. The under-20s had held their own reasonably well in the group stage in Finland, but their quarter-final against the US could hardly have gone worse, ending in a 7-0 shellacking. A number of the players had been in the Czech squad that took silver at the under-18 Worlds 2 years ago, including captain Dominik Mašín. He'd been hoping to follow that historic success by reaching the last four this time out, but the Americans had very different ideas.
We wanted to play hockey against them and to play end-to-end, but they were able to take advantage of that. When holes open up, they're able to seize on minor mistakes and score. I think we performed well in the group stage and achieved some results thanks to teamwork. It's a pity we were knocked out in the quarterfinals.
Coach Jakub Petr says his Chargers fared about as well as they deserved to in Finland.
If you take the generation born in 1996 in general, at the under-18 Worlds, they were capable of beating the top teams. Since then, we have managed to maintain our performance levels, but still fifth place corresponds to how we played. America, Finland, Sweden, and the Russians, who we were a match for in the group, are all ahead of us in terms of performance.
Czech club ice hockey has a new attendance record. Some 18,514 fans turned out at the weekend for an Extraliga match in which Brno hosted Pilsen, in the open air at a specially constructed temporary stadium in the Moravian capital. Kometa had taken part in the previous best-attended domestic game when they played a Kladno side featuring Jaromír Jágr at Prague's O2 Arena in 2012. Brno won on that occasion and were again the victors on Sunday, beating Pilsen 5-2 in an attention-grabbing encounter that featured on a number of Czech front pages on Monday morning. And Brno will have a chance to stretch the new record a little further on Friday when they welcome Sparta Prague to the makeshift outdoor arena. Continuing with hockey, and Jaromír Jágr helped the Florida Panthers to extend their winning streak to 9 by scoring twice in their 2-1 win over Minnesota Wild on Sunday. Jágr, who is 43, is now just 6 short of the third highest goal tally in the history of the NHL. Football, and 735 days after his last Premier League appearance, Libor Kozak came on as a substitute towards the end of Aston Villa's defeat to Sunderland on Saturday. Czech striker Kozak, who is now 26, broke his leg in 2014, just months after joining the club from Lazio. And that's all the sports news for today.